Welcome to the Business English Podcast, where we explore all aspects of the dynamic world of business, providing insights, practical tips, and strategies for success. This week in Apple News, the tech giant has faced notable advancements and challenges alike. Beginning on a distressing note, Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak suffered a minor stroke at a business conference in Mexico City. We extend our best wishes to him for a quick recovery. On the legal front, Apple has been dealing with complex tax disputes in the EU. The company recently lost its appeal in the EU court regarding a €14.3 billion tax bill in Ireland. This loss is the latest development in an ongoing dispute with the EU, as Brussels claims that Apple received illegal state aid via preferential tax arrangements in Ireland. In a similar stumbling block, the EU court struck down a preceding tax demand of €13 billion. However, this decision potentially gives Brussels an opportunity to impose a new round of tax payments on Apple, possibly igniting another legal contest in Ireland. Adding to Apple's tax woes, the EU court advisor bolstered the EU's €14 billion tax order, fortifying the case for Apple to pay this massive sum. This prolonged disagreement has stimulated great debate and legal complication, underlining the intricate character of international tax matters. In addition to these tax-related adversities, Apple is mandated to abide by the Digital Markets Act in the EU by March 5, 2024. This regulation intends to promote balanced competition, acknowledging the certainty of competing app stores, and potentially broadening the consumer choice. The company also faced challenges on the employment front as it recently agreed to a $25 million settlement over accusations of illegal hiring discrimination, allegedly favoring certain candidates based on their race and gender. As Apple maneuvers these complications and obstacles, it's intriguing to follow the company's adaptations and progress in the face of escalating legal pressures and continuing tax disagreements. Stay connected for more updates on Apple's journey. In the latest Diageo news, the company, a leading player in the alcoholic beverages market, has issued a warning about its sales slowdown in Latin America and the Caribbean. This development has triggered a significant decline in Diageo's share price and raised concern about potential impact on profits among investors and shareholders. The impact of the warning was immediate, causing a 13% drop in the company's share prices, followed by an additional 2% fall. Diageo shed light on the challenges they are facing in these two regions, which is expected to have an adverse impact on their bottom line. The potential profit hit due to the slowing growth in these regions has only intensified the unease among investors, resulting in a cumulative 15% slide in the company's shares. Given the gravity of the challenges Diageo is up against in the Caribbean and Latin America, monitoring the company's future strategies and the market's reaction to them will be critical. As Diageo grapples with these hurdles, it remains uncertain how the company will maneuver through this difficult phase and mitigate its impact on profitability. All eyes are now on the company's efforts to regain its lost momentum in these key regions. In our latest Disney news, we are excited to discuss updates regarding their CEO, Bob Iger. To address business challenges and satisfy both fans and shareholders, Iger has taken once again the top role at Disney. He emphasized the company's transition from a fixing to building phase, underscoring the criticality of growth and expansion. Under Iger's proficient leadership, Disney has considerably boosted its profit. This rise primarily comes from innovative and efficient cost management, supporting continuous development of their streaming services. Encouragingly, Disney has broadened their cost-cutting plan by an additional $2 billion, an action positively received as the company surpassed profit expectations. Investors are anticipating further clarification on Iger's strategy for Disney, attributing much of the media giant's success to his strategic drive. Consequently, these advances have caused Disney's shares to surge impressively by 7%. This escalation is chiefly due to Disney's successful reduction of streaming losses by $1 billion, and their readiness to counter actions by Nelson Peltz, an activist shareholder. Despite the buoyant updates, Disney is not without leadership challenges under Iger's stewardship. notably, the consolidation of their cost-cutting plan expansion, surpassing profit projections and investors awaiting strategic updates from Iger described the current state of Disney. With Bob Iger steering the company, Disney continues to confront the demanding dynamics of the ever-changing media landscape while pursuing enduring success. In the latest news from Hapag-Lloyd, the container shipping giant has reported significant challenges, revealing a stark change in the industry's landscape. The primary cause can be attributed to disruptions in global supply chains due to the ongoing pandemic, a key factor which has led to a substantial decline in revenue and profit for the company. This signals the end of an era of sensational profits for companies within the container shipping industry. Hapag-Lloyd recently released alarming figures, indicating a 96% drop in profit, equating to a staggering decrease of 5 billion euros in just one quarter. This unexpected plunge has astounded analysts and brought to light the harsh reality the shipping industry is currently contending with. Lower prices for sea transport brought on by the pandemic and the ensuing supply chain disruptions have placed extreme pressure on Hapag-Lloyd's profitability. In fact, these challenges exacerbated the situation, causing Hapag-Lloyd's profits to plummet by an astonishing 95%. These occurrences underline the pandemic's extensive impact on global trade and transport, with container shipping companies bearing the brunt of the fallout. How Hapag-Lloyd will adapt and recover in this volatile environment remains an open question. The latest developments highlight a definitive decline in revenue and profit. Brought about by supply chain disruptions amidst the pandemic, this signals a halt to the earlier string of remarkable profits within the container shipping industry. In recent news involving NatWest, former CEO Alison Rose has suffered a substantial financial blow of £7.6 million due to her involvement in a controversial dispute with political figure Nigel Farage. The incident, which sparked the closure of Farage's accounts, revolved around Rose discussing the political figure's bank account details. This compelling breach led to the scrapping of her payout and ultimately, her resignation from the bank. Rose's significant financial loss and her being forced to step down served as a stark reminder of the possible consequences of violating client confidentiality and participating in politically charged conversations within the financial industry. In recent developments surrounding Robert De Niro and his production company, a series of allegations has caused a stir in the entertainment industry. A jury has awarded a significant amount of $1.2 million to a former assistant of De Niro, following accusations of workplace discrimination. This incident shines a light on the potential mistreatment of employees within the actor's company. Moreover, accusations of wrongdoing within De Niro's production company do not stop there. A second former employee has also brought forward allegations of gender discrimination. This has subsequently led to the company being ordered to pay a considerable sum of €1.1 million in damages. These incidents underscore a potentially troubling work culture endured by some employees during their tenure at De Niro's company. As the situation continues to unravel, observing how both De Niro and his company navigate these mounting accusations will be insightful. The actions taken to address and rectify the claims of workplace discrimination will be of particular interest. Stay tuned as we follow this story closely for further updates. In the latest updates from Sappi, the company has demonstrated significant developments in its strategic direction, sustainability efforts, and financial performance. Firstly, the company's CEO, Steve Binney, expressed confidence in the company's present debt levels amidst its transition towards producing dissolving pulp and green paper packaging, a move showcasing Sappi's dedication to align with evolving market trends and contribute to a more sustainable future. Concurrently, the multinational released news of Nkululeko Sowazi's nomination as the new chairperson. Known for his business expertise and strategic foresight, the South African magnate's appointment positions the company for a strategic resurgence and continued expansion. Thirdly, a record EBITDA for the year concluding in September 2023 was announced by the company's South African division. This remarkable performance evidences the organization's capacity to circumnavigate obstacles and leverage opportunities. These updates encapsulate SAPI's pledge to sustainable practices, strategic leadership, and economic prosperity. As SAPI perseveres to adapt and flourish within an ever-changing business environment, we anticipate further progress and triumphs in the foreseeable future. In the latest development on Cigna reported by Cigna News, there's been a significant shift in the real estate firm's leadership that promises to have implications for former head, René Benko. Renowned businessman, Klaus Michael Kuhner, has made an acquisition that is set to influence the future of the company. Unexpectedly, René Benko has decided to relinquish his role at Cigna, a real estate group known for holding numerous top properties in Munich. The resulting implications of Benko's exit are raising intriguing questions about the company's direction and the handling of its valuable assets. However, a new leadership figure has stepped up with the departure of Benko. Arndt Gavitz has taken the reins of the real estate group, bringing with him valuable experience from handling the insolvency proceedings of both Schlecker and Galleria. Gavitz is clear in his ambition to steer Cigna back onto the path of success and to maintain the prosperity of its real estate holdings. The shift in the leadership of Cigna, marked by Benko's exit and Gavitz's entry, ushers in an uncertain yet potential-filled new phase for the company. With Gavitz at the helm, it will be fascinating to watch how he overcomes the impending challenges and drives Cigna towards new heights of success. Stay tuned to Cigna News for more updates on this compelling development in the real estate world. In this installment of Verdi News, we share about the nationwide strikes in the retail sector orchestrated by trade union Verdi. The disruption of regional wage negotiations by the Employers Association sparked Verdi to call for this significant escalation in labor disputes. These strikes are causing a wave of disruption across Germany, leading to longer waiting periods at checkout counters and noticeable gaps on supermarket shelves. Particularly on Friday, the situation became extremely challenging for customers as the lack of staff resulted in delayed restocking and long queues. The labor dispute underscores the ongoing conflict between retail sector employers and Verdi, as the union advocates for fair wages and working conditions for retail employees. The impact of these strikes, already being felt by shoppers, has the potential to significantly affect the retail industry. The duration and eventual impact of these strikes remain uncertain at this point. Stay tuned to Verdi News as we continue to monitor this unfolding situation and bring you updates on any developments. In the latest Vince McMahon news, reports indicate that McMahon, the celebrated entrepreneur and chairman of TKO Group Holdings Incorporated, intends to sell a major portion, an impressive 8.4 million shares, of his Class A common stock in the company. With these shares estimated to be worth an astonishing $700 million, it is apparent that McMahon is ready to capitalize on his investment. Intriguingly, as he plans to sell, other executives within the company are reportedly buying vast amounts of stock. Significant and notable, this sale is occurring within TKO Group Holdings Incorporated, the corporate giant resulting from the merger between entertainment industry heavyweights WWE and UFC. Naturally, McMahon's sell-off has attracted the serious attention of investors and industry experts. While the precise reasons behind this major financial move remain undisclosed, it's worth monitoring the potential implications for TKO Group Holdings and its subsidiaries. This could impact the overarching company structure, leadership, and the buy and large pathway the firm would take into the future. Stay tuned as we report further updates on this intriguing financial maneuver by Vince McMahon. Particularly, how TKO Group Holdings Incorporated and its associated entities, including WWE, navigate and respond to this significant ownership adjustment. In the latest WeWork news, there is a perplexing development as the company, quite intriguingly, has decided to double down on its bet on a bankrupt company. This has left many experts within the industry befuddled. Further highlighting the rollercoaster of developments, WeWork's flamboyant former frontman, Adam Neumann, will be succeeded by David Tolley. Acknowledged for his clear-eyed style, Tolley's arrival is anticipated to bring a fresh and much-needed perspective to the embattled workspace provider. In a remarkably ironic twist, it has been revealed that Neumann stands to profit a staggering $430 million from WeWork's insolvency. This leaves many questioning the logic of profiting from a company's downfall, yet the explanation in this scenario is both unforeseeably humorous and downright unbelievable. With these recent developments stirring the pot, the future of WeWork and its position in the ever-changing shared workspace landscape remains uncertain. Keep an eye out for future updates on this fascinating turn of events. Thank you for joining us on this episode where we explored the world of business, covering crucial topics from entrepreneurship and marketing strategies to leadership and innovation. Stay tuned for more insightful discussions that will empower and inspire you in the exciting realm of business.